cars didn't travel up and down Grimes Road much at all, and one certainly didn't see a person walking by, but once in a great while. But that day, someone did. I saw him coming from way down the road, and I watched him walk slowly toward us. He was a skinny kid, probably my age, and he wore a beat-up old cowboy hat that was too big for his head. "Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Sloan?"
"Good morning, Riley,"
Ma Blanche said with a wave.
"Who's that girl?"
"Look, Toby," Ma whispered, "there's a friend for you."
I wasn't so sure, though. I didn't know how eager I was to be friends with a skinny cowboy in an Ocean Pacific tank top.
"Go on, say hi,"
Ma kept on. I stood and dusted biscuit crumbs off my shorts and walked down the steps and to the end of the drive. "Hi," I said.
"My name's Riley Cockerham."
He took off his cowboy hat and offered me his hand. I shook it.
"I'm Toby." "What kind of name is that for a girl?"
He wrinkled his freckled nose.
"I don't know. It's just what my mama named me."
"Ain't you at least got a girl's middle name?"
"Shay,"
I said. Things weren't off to a great start with this kid, but I did kind of like how he talked big like he was a grown-up.